As school trips go, visiting a wind farm to learn about the importance of renewable energy isn't much to get excited about. We don't even get to go on a coach because we're only going to the marina, so Mr. Moreno makes us walk there, saying that the exercise will do us good. It's chaos, of course, all of us spilling out of the school gates at once in a roar of laughter and chatter that you must be able to hear halfway down the street. We Whitehawk kids have a bad enough reputation as it is, but when we're travelling en masse like this, it's enough to make people shake their heads and tut as they cross the road to avoid us. By the time we get on to Manor Hill, Mr. Moreno is clearly regretting his decision to make us walk as he runs back and forth, frantically doing a head count to make sure none of us have wandered off, while his TA urges those of us lagging behind to hurry up or we'll miss the boat. I'm one of them. "It won't be that bad," Adara tells me, offering me a cheese and onion crisp, which I refuse with a surly scowl as I stuff my hands into the pockets of my leather jacket. She's right, of course. After all, it's quite a hot afternoon for late September, the sun high and bright in the sky, and I'm missing double chemistry, which is never a bad thing. Besides, it's Friday, and Mr. Moreno says that we'll be done by 2:30, so I should be thrilled that we're finishing early, even if it means hanging out at a wind farm for a few hours. My reluctance, however, is less to do with where we're going, rather how we're getting there. "Listen, yeah," Adara says, stopping to reach for another crisp and pointing it at me. "I know you don't like open water, babe, but it'll be fine, I promise. We'll sail to the wind farm, look at the turbines, marvel in the energy of the future, and sail back." I obviously don't look convinced because she adds, "What's the worst that can happen?" The question is answered as soon as we arrive at the marina, and Dan McCarthy runs up behind me. He must have overheard us talking, because he picks me up and threatens to throw me into the sea. I shriek, telling him to let go of me as I try to kick him, but he just laughs and asks me if I want to go for a swim. I'm aware of Adara shouting at him, but that just makes him laugh harder as he holds me over the seawall, the waves so close it's as though they're reaching up to lick the soles of my DMs. Mercifully, Mr. Moreno intervenes, marching over to where he has me dangling. "Daniel McCarthy, put Ashana down right now." Mr. Moreno never raises his voice, which I almost admire, given that he has to keep a class full of 16-year-olds engaged through double chemistry on a Friday afternoon, when our only concern is what we're doing at the weekend. It works, though, because Dan lifts me back over the edge of the seawall and puts me down. Mr. Moreno's cheeks go from pink to red. "What were you doing, Daniel?"
"You're just mucking around, sir."
"We?" I'm tempted to interject. But Year 11 solidarity dictates that I never grass on a fellow classmate, even if they're as annoying as Dan. "It didn't seem like Ashana was in on the joke, though." Mr. Moreno crosses his arms, waiting for me to agree. When I don't, he gives up with a sharp sigh. "Apologize to Ashana now."
"Sorry,"
he says, trying to swallow back a laugh and failing. Mr. Moreno, clearly unimpressed with Dan's lack of remorse, uncrosses his arms to raise his finger. "We'll discuss this on Monday, Daniel. I want to see you in my office at 8 o'clock, do you understand?" I can tell Dan wants to object. 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. But he thinks better of it and nods instead. "Now, try to behave yourself for the rest of the afternoon. Do you think you can manage that?" Dan grunts something I assume is yes, then runs off to join his mates. "Prick," I mutter, adjusting my leather jacket. I didn't think I'd said it loud enough for Mr. Moreno to hear, but he turns to me with a fierce frown that lets me know that he doesn't think it's a proportional response. Now it's my turn to apologize, which is deeply unfair, given that I nearly just died. I mutter one anyway, which he acknowledges with a nod, before ushering my classmates, who gathered to see what's going on towards the gangway that leads to the boat. "You okay?" Adara asks as we follow, albeit with less enthusiasm. I nod, and she knows me well enough to leave it at that.